Sorry about that. Wait.
And all that noise in the background is me working out. So yeah, like I said, the COVID symptoms. Yeah, COVID's actually kind of trash. It's not as bad as people made it seem. Like it's a death sentence or whatever. Or maybe it's a death sentence for, oh, I guess it's literally a death sentence for other people, but yeah, for me it was just the flu. Yeah, let me correct that. I'm gonna talk about how COVID was for me. It was basically the flu. I can't smell or taste anything, though, and that kind of sucks, because I kind of like tasting stuff. Like, salmon was really good while it lasted, I guess. Anywho, I should be able to eat healthier now that I can't taste anything. I mean, if everything tastes like trash, then why not eat the stuff that's good for you? As long as I'm not hungry, that's all that matters. I guess I won't be eating when I'm bored either. They make it sound like it's the dopamine you get from tasting things, and since I can't, you know, bright side to everything. But the reason why I'm working out right now is COVID got my body all weak and achy. My breathing wasn't very good before COVID. Respiratory problems, so tired of laying around. Just wanna get back to the new normal. Also, how rude of me. Happy New Year, everybody. 2022. Let's go knock the world on its ass, I guess. But back to what I was saying. I didn't really have much of an appetite. Like, I didn't need any food or water. Probably why I felt so weak. I mean, I would try to eat, but just did not feel right. Plus, if I ate too much, it would all come out. Wasn't a very comfortable situation. Looking back on it now, it sucked. I mean, it was worse then, but looking back on that pain now, I'm just glad it's over. Another thing is my crappy doctor's office. I swear I've been having problems with them since day one. I need a new one. I'm gonna look into that. Whew. I can't believe I'm about to be out of breath from walking. So lame. I should be running for at least 9 minutes. But, throughout this whole ordeal, my doctor couldn't even be bothered to tell me. I had to get a text message from the Department of Health. And they didn't even tell me I had it. They just said a bunch of stuff that made me, I assume, I had it. So, I'm just, upset with all this, you know, how everything happened. I should catch a break soon, though. Oh well. Gotta keep trucking. But, I guess this video is longer because me exercising while doing it. A few more things I can say about COVID. Was how the phlegm or whatever in my chest, it was like solid as a rock. It wouldn't move at all. It's crazy. It's like I wanted to cough it up, but it wouldn't move at all. It must have all been at the bottom of my lung or something. It was crazy. And then when it started to break up, before I could cough it up, it was like, it hurt my lungs to cough, really. It was very painful. I also had a headache. Starting to think that might have been, well, no, not just that, but I probably was dehydrated also. Yeah, I think that was all my symptoms. But now, I'm still weak. No taste, no smell. Oh, I forgot one. I couldn't sleep, like, at all. I might nod off, but I'd wake up. Like, 10 minutes. And it's so crazy because that's not the first time I was feeling bad and couldn't sleep. That was the second time. So I'm starting to think I had COVID before. But I never got tested back then. I didn't really want to know. Besides, there wasn't any, I don't think there was any vaccinations back then. Might have been. But, yeah, that was my story. Didn't mean to make this 10 minutes long. Y'all have a great week. Try not to take your health for granted. Try to do something new. Not even new, but try to do something exciting every day. Wish I could say what I really want to, but yeah. Good night, good morning, good afternoon.